Bear Country 95.3 Tuesday morning, and we're going online because Mick is here from Montague Webber's.
Hey,
Mick.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing just fine. What's new with you, bud?
Well, we're in the middle of this series of shows about SEO, search engine optimization for your website, you know, talking to the website owner, the business owner. But I thought I would take a break. I was eventually going to get to the subject of Facebook anyway, because you can't talk about marketing and your website without talking about Facebook as well. But
right.
They're in the news.
Yeah, yeah. Mark Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg. He apologized.
He did apologize.
I'm very sorry, he said.
I thought that was pretty big of him.
It was. And he took out a bunch of full-page newspaper ads across the country.
I didn't see those. I don't read newspapers.
I know.
I thought that was big of him, though.
It was big of him.
You know, not a lot of big CEOs of corporations would do something like that.
Yeah, go right on and do an interview with Diane Sawyer or whoever it was. I mean, people are sort of paying attention out there, I know, but I thought I would sort of bring together the things that happened at Facebook briefly.
Yep.
The security concerns that have happened, and there are three of them. The first one is 7 years ago, they allowed people that made apps to run on Facebook, you know, Candy Crush and Words with Friends.
So I know those. Okay.
The games that you can play while you're on Facebook,
yep.
Like when you're looking at it on your computer screen.
Yeah.
Facebook wanted to have more developers, so they gave them sort of access to pretty much every piece of information about you. This is 2011.
Ooh.
So this one professor put together a personality test, a quiz, and I know people that took it. It was like all the rage for a little while there in 2011. Remember way back in 2011?
No.
So he took that information, about 250,000 people took that quiz, but it was back in the days when anybody that wrote an app really had almost full access to your information, not your password, but a lot of other stuff. So he was able to scrape in all of those people's friends as well.
Wow.
So, yeah. They have data now on 50 million people, and only 250,000 people took the test, which means that 49.75 million people's information are in this database that never took the quiz.
Wow, that's amazing.
So he took that data offline, had it in a database, and then that's when Cambridge Analytics came along and said, oh, can we buy that database so that we can start doing really customized, laser-sharp advertising on Facebook for our Republican candidate, Steve Bannon, who created Cambridge Analytica. So that was sort of the big one. And then 2016, which was part two of that first big one, where they just like left the door wide open and these people came in and took a lot of information. And then the other two were the high school kids in Macedonia. They were just creating fake websites and then linking them, posting them to Facebook as legitimate news. And that's where the original fake news came from.
I remember that one. Yep.
So if you're like fake news, where did that come from? It came from high school kids in Macedonia, and they really made a lot of money. They were making some of them $4,000 a month.
Right.
And this is Macedonia, where the average monthly salary is like $400.
Right. They don't even have Tide Pods
for an adult. Right. And these are high school kids that are living in their parents' houses, hanging out in their basement on a laptop and doing that. And they didn't really care. And then the third, of course, was the Russian troll factories, and they did essentially the same thing. On the flip side, they were buying ads using the personal information that Facebook does still provide for advertisers. So those are the three things. So Facebook, in a way, was weaponized. And I know that's a tough word to say, but that's really why now the FBI and the feds are getting into, they're launching an investigation to see what information was leaked out and how it was used.
Be careful with your information, Mick.
Absolutely. So that's really what today's show is about, is don't put your personal information up there and minimize the amount of things that you, quote, like or link to. And, you know, because all of that information is used, not against you, but, you know, the advertising, and it's shared. A lot of times now you go to a website and you can create an account there and it says log in with Facebook. So now Facebook knows about your involvement on that website. And it really is, it's sort of, so just be careful out there.
We will be careful.
Yeah.
And we will see Montague Webworks at our 30% off store as well.
That's right.
Montague Webworks, 30% off store. The link is online at the Bear Country website, bear953.com. Gift certificates for Montague Webworks. Get some consulting work done.
That's right. You have a website. You need to be able to edit it on your own or refreshen it or do a little bit of marketing, do some SEO stuff with Google or even Facebook.
Happens with Mick.
Give us a call.
All right, Mick, be good, okay?
Okay, be safe.